where we move into something called automatic sequence.
It's actually called a synchronized sequence. It has something automatic to it, but the classical word is synchronized sequence because all the various means have to be synchronized by the calculators, by the computers, to start this.
À tous de radio, attention pour le début de la séquence synchronisée de lancement. Top, moins 6 minutes.
Okay, so what exactly is synchronized sequence? I think it's, we can describe it as the computers taking over.
And as a matter of fact, that's the reason that the calculators, the computers, are taking over at last, because for human interventions, that would be too intricate or too, let's say, coming in too rapid a succession.
From the launcher, one of the last major events before liftoff.
We're back now in real time, let's say.
Now, we're coming down on 3 minutes now. If there's any red, if there's any anomaly found, we stop the synchronized sequence.
This is correct.
The seconds are ticking away perfectly. So far, the countdown perfect at 2 minutes and 44 seconds.
As we were talking, as a matter of fact, the liquid hydrogen tank of the third stage has been pressurized to flight pressure. And this is being the case right now, or just about, for the liquid oxygen tank.
A little earlier, at minus 3 minutes and 30 seconds, the satellite goes on launch configuration, which means what is it?
All right, that's different. That's not the launch vehicle. That's on the payload of the satellites. It means, yes, they do switch from using ground power to using their onboard power. Of course, they don't want to do that too early because there's no sense in using your onboard power when you can still rely on ground, but you do have to switch to onboard power at some point. But, call it switching from a particular source on the ground to an onboard source. This happens to the launch vehicle at minus 1 minute, by the way.
Okay, coming down to the last minute now before launch. All eyes are forward on the green status panels, which continue to tell the story. We're green and go. This is a very interesting shot. We want to take you through a little bit because it's the last image that you're going to see before we have liftoff. These cryotechnic arms, these are the feeder arms into the third stage, feeding the propellant, the oxygen, and the hydrogen.
Now, we want to have them until the last minute because we're topping up the tanks as long as possible so that the stage takes off with the optimum amount of propellants for both of them.
And you'll see these arms swing open just before Ariane will lift off. For Ariane to leave the pad, the arms have to.
Attention, H-1.
Alright, the final 60 seconds.
And we do it as late as possible so that we can top up the tanks as I explained before until the very last minute.
Okay, and briefly, just before we cut away and let people watch the last seconds of liftoff, what's the ignition sequence now? We have open, the arms swing open.
The arms will all be commanded open at minus 5 seconds. And then computers H0, the computers will check, of course, that it has been retracted.
The same computers we were talking about in synchronized sequence.
And should they sense that the retraction is not complete, of course, they would not authorize ignition.
Let's listen to it. Final countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, unité, feu, allumage.
Que les paramètres d'eau sont à l'eau.